Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Jennifer is out of town. She's hanging out. She's left me. You know what I'm saying? She had to go to a concert and take vacation. So I'm all alone. No big deal.
What's your bad food you've eaten so far?
It hasn't been that bad, actually, because I prepared too much.
Oh.
I made big thing of pasta before, because it was one of those things where it's like, okay, we have a little bit of pasta left. I'll use a little bit of this marinara. Fuck. All right, I used just a little bit of marinara. I need to use all the marinara, so I'll make this pasta. Fuck. I have too much marinara. Now I have way too much noodle. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And then I bought some steaks, and I marinated those motherfuckers for like 30 hours and ate those on Saturday night. That was good as fuck. And I've been chewing on them consistently.
I heard that Jennifer made you a whole week's worth of cabbage rolls, but you ate them all in one day. That's a reference to our other hit podcast, Dear Internet.
Wow. Do you need someone while Jennifer's gone? I'm available. Just me.
Yeah, we were going to ask Mike Bachman.
Great. I love the show, though. It's so much fun. You should listen to it.
Please join our Patreon.
Speaking of Patreon, they're trying out this new alpha thing that we joined up on. Called free tier. I guess before they had you could follow a person's Patreon, and we got accepted into the alpha. So what that means is it's essentially you are joining the community in a free way. Of course, that means you don't get access to as much stuff, but you know, you get updates and you can see like the general vibe of it. So you get a lot of notifications like, okay, they did a new this, they did a new that. And it's a really great way to be hashtag part of the conversation. So go to patreon.com/DnDpodcast. We made several of the exclusive Foaming Tankard episodes free. And we made the entire first season of the Foaming Tankard free.
Classic.
So you can sign up for free, listen to those for free, and then, you know, once you get that taste, once you get that taste, we got more for you, baby.
That first season, that's the one where me, you, and Bachman, I played Lucan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Bachman's I think I laughed the hardest I've ever laughed during one of the episode when we knocked him off the cliff.
Went off the cliff, yeah. Yeah.
That was the first time that I ever had a good plan, and nobody went with it, and you instead kicked me off a cliff.
Yeah, I don't remember your plan being good.
It was very good. It was phenomenal.
That's not how I remember it, but if you want to hear Bachman get mad at us the way that we get mad at him, then that's Foaming Tankard Season 1, baby, all free. You just got to get in there, be part of the community, and the goal is that you're going to like it so much, you'll kick it up to $5 eventually.
Yeah, because then you'll want season 4 so bad.
Fuck 2 and 3.
I don't know who is on 2 or 3, but I'm on season 4, and it was really fun. We talk a lot about chicken nuggets, and we take over space.
Everything that I've heard described about season 4 sounds miserable. So I'm so excited for it's a game I'm so glad I wasn't in. I'll tell you that much right there. And I mean that in the best possible way. You know, it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
That's where I started talking to Felicia. So if it wasn't for season 4, I wouldn't love Ohio.
Oh my God, this is ruined my life.
D. Martin G says Lex is so good in season 4. Look at that.
I bet people would love season 4.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I haven't listened to it. I don't know.
Wow.
It's just that me and David, we just talk. You know what I'm saying? Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
You head towards Rhymeford.
Wait, Mineford?
I said Rhymeford, which is wrong. It's Mineford. there's smoke coming from the chimney of another place.
Ooh.
Across the way from the goblin pit, too.
Triple hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah,
it's,
hell yeah.
It's starting to, the town is popping back.
Do we all pop some of these boner pills real quick before we get started, or?
My daughter's here, so no, I don't want to. Thanks. Thanks, Screech, you little fucking freak.
He's been out like this. He's, look at him. He's a fucking little angel.
Oh my God, what a guy.
I gotta say, it's pretty cute, actually.
Kind of having second thoughts about you, Michael.
All right, let's...
Like, he's so precious the way he is, right? Like, do we really want to change him?
So, I want you to give Jermichael this guy and tell him, drink, drink up. You're the brewer, you know?
I'll take care of it.
You rock, Griff. Do you want a scimitar?
Do we need a mop?
I need a cum lawyer.
Is there some use for dragon? Can we sell it?
You can only scoop up 15 pounds of cum.
I mean, yeah.
I guess we don't know how heavy dragon cum is.
True.
Our new worst episode. You open the door and there's an overwhelming smell of bleach.
Yeah. I want to grab Celine by the back and push her in and then close the door.
The place is not filled with cum. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Whew. I'm actually happy, Michael.
Jermichael is snoring slightly, he is curled around a large egg.
Guys, get in here. Rabba, you got to come see this.
I don't know if I want to see it. Hey, what's up? Did you guys get a pill? What's going on?
All right, well, that's not different. Okay.
Speaking of low profile, I do have another idea if you guys don't want to go get the cobble dollars.
Okay, let's hear it.
We overthrow the government.
Well, what about you, Ratman? Anything else around here that we can help? Because we're going to be gone for quite some time, I assume.
You can always hang around here. You can help me build this place up.
Decided we were going to hang around town for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is now day 40.
Whoa!
Day 40 of the campaign.
Damn. Lent is over.
That's so true. We started this podcast. We didn't say this, but we started it at the first day of Lent, and now it's over. So there's so many things that our characters gave up, all these vices they gave up, and now we're back to doing, baby.
Screech gave up having parents.
So they're coming back?
I don't know. He's been crossing his fingers.
Okay, well, let's see. What's behind that door? Is it parrots?
It's just actually a pair of parrots.
Parrots.
Oh my God.
Parrots.
I thought you said parrots. Oh,
it's a pair of tits. The bird. Another type of bird.
Hell yeah.
Michael, that's crazy. Day 40. I only had 30 days to live, so that's pretty cool.
Seriously?
Yeah, Chuck did. He lost a game of banjo with a witch.
I didn't know there was banjos in this universe.
Now you do. See, it's a beautiful world.
Why wouldn't there be a banjo? That seems like a pretty like.
There's no cannons. There's no pugs. So ipso facto,
there's no pugs and cannons.
There's no elevators. I believe. No, I forget what the elevator situation is.
There's no elevators.
Are there dumb waiters?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's dumb waiters.
There's dumb ones and then there's stupid ones.
Good elf elevators are like this. that's yet another plug, I believe, for Foaming Tankard Season 1. I think the wood elf town that David made up does have elevators.
Oh,
and it's canon, vaguely.
Yeah, we go to Wood Elf City.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down. So,
Michael,
wood elf city.
What's the situation? Are there like 8,000 people here? Did Emperor Bo just die?
Emperor Bo, you haven't actually heard a lot of news. You haven't been able to get the Farhold Trumpeter, who you're used to down here.
Mm.
So, yeah, kind of cut off from news. I do believe that Celine has gone off because Ratma has hooked them up with somebody who's going to allow them to get a message out to their family.
I'm pretty sure I explicitly said it put her in a barrel, but that's probably a better suggestion.
Or, well, yeah, I mean, she could be in a barrel and do that.
The barrel was how you get to.
Okay.
Where she's going.
I get it. Yes, I love that.
Or she was in the barrel and they accidentally shipped it away. And now we have to wait for her to come back so then she can go and send the message.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So she's been gone, let's say, a week and a half. And, it's been a couple people have come sort of wandering in as the weeks have gone by. You've cleared out a lot of the cobwebs and the muck and the dirt and that sort of thing. But, you know, for this to be a real town,
there's got to be homeless people is what you're about to say.
Well, I mean, that's what they're.
Guys, we don't believe that, by the way. That's Michael's old-fashioned.
I am. I'm just old.
He doesn't care about the unhoused.
He's just fashioned.
All right. So Radma comes up, and she's like, hey, how are you guys doing? All threes of yous.
So good, Radma.
I'm okay. I'm healing up.
What happened to you again? I can't remember.
So for the 3 weeks, Chuck's been going on some walks, you know, after he puts in some real effort, right, to help make Mineford a home. I think he's made a house for himself. It's a big, tall mushroom. It goes real high. It's a big mushroom, really high. And he's waiting for someone to get how he's such a silly goose. Because in Rhymeford, he lived in a hole. And in Mineford, he lived in sky. And he's getting a little upset that no one's really pointed out how silly he is. And the fucking stairs are starting to not get worth it, but he's too stubborn to move past it. But early on in his walks to try to explore a little more of the caves, he fell down a big pit and fell into like an underground river, like the ones we found several of before. And he met Zverf Neblin, which I spelled correctly the first try, named Garamy, who was fishing down there. So Chuck got all bruised and battered, but the Zverf Neblin, Garamy, was able to, throw his little fishing pole on my little pants and pull me out. And my butt crack was out a little bit and I was dangling up in the air. And he saved me.
Is he now, strong? Is he like really strong? Or
he's real strong. Yeah, definitely real strong. 3 feet tall, kind of slate colored skin with streaks of like darker or lighter charcoal-y, ashy zones, like in his cheeks, kind of sucked in cheeks, you know, and under his eyes and some of his wrinkles and things like that. But he saved me and, you know, brought me back to Mineford. But after that, Chuck has had to go kind of stealth mode on the 3 weeks because a couple days later, he was out exploring again. And then once you fucking know it, he fell down another hole.
Jesus, every time.
Every time, yeah. And this time, though, he fell on the hole and he bonked his head pretty hard. And it kind of like ripped out a chunk of his hair. So he
super hat now?
No. He so coolly did the cool side shave thing. You know what I'm saying? So he has it like long, but just the sides are shaved off, and it's all kind of like he made it all voluminous and big. So that's a little update for what Chuck looks like. But then like a week later, he was exploring again, and once you fucking know it, Pit City, USA, fell in a big pit. But his fall was cushioned by a brood of carrion crawlers, and he crushed the mommy, and the babies were like, wah, 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 and they kind of pack bonded to Chuck, and well, wouldn't you know it, they followed him back to town. So he has a whole brood of carrion crawlers that are his best friends. And he, you know, he loves them so much that he'll do anything for them. That being said, you know, he's trying to get the rest of the town to also be into it. Maybe adopt one of them because he can't take care of 8 carrion crawlers. And then 4 days after that, he fell down another pit. And he doesn't tell anybody what happened, which is why he's like kind of hiding it. It's like, oh, I just found these guys. And oh, I just decided to shave my head. But this time he gashed his head open. And in order to cover up the scar that he healed, because his magic's not good, he got a tattoo on the side of his head, on the shave side. It looks like a little blue squiggly line with a kind of a sharp pointed star in it, which is kind of like a snowflake. And it's to represent Rhymeford. So it's like rhyme like the snowflake and a little water like Ford or whatever. And that's more or less what he's been up to, other than obviously helping everyone else out, you know, making pals, putting pieces of wood against other pieces of wood and things of that nature.
So, Chuck, I know you want us to all adopt these horrible little monsters.
You gotta all do their part. They eat our garbage.
I was gonna say, what if they lived in the garbage pit?
They would love that, honestly. You know, we could throw our doo-doo, our scraps, everything. Don't you guys love it?
Like, they could still come out and play and stuff, but...
Yeah. They would love it down there. Absolutely. It would make our society here much more eco-friendly, I think.
Yeah, because then you could take... when they eat the refuse and then poop it back out. That makes, like, some of the best fertilizer.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Which, put a pin in that, though, because we should come back to the fertilizer thing.
Sure.
But, I just, you know me, I like to make sure everyone feels included. So, Rourke, what have you been up to?
Oh my God, let me tell you, this past 3 weeks was life-changing. I don't want to say that I feel like a new person, but I feel, you know, whenever I died and came back, you'd think then if you're going to feel like a new person, it's going to be then. Mm-mm, nope, it's right now. Lucy and I went around to different carnivals for the past 3 weeks. We went around to every carnival that was happening. We camped out at each one of them, and
there
was
multiple?
Yeah, we went to about 6 over 3 weeks.
Holy shit.
Was this above or below ground?
Oh my God, dude. This sounds like an InfoSec problem.
It was everywhere. You wouldn't even know where all of these carnivals are. There's so many. We went to underground carnivals, and then we went to like underground carnivals.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some that like are cool because like some people just want to go to a carnival underground. Mm-hmm. But then there's like the ones that are like actually the underground. Carnivals.
I see.
So Lucy and I got to go to those, and then we also did a little bit of networking. Found out Screech Bucks are huge in carnivals.
Wow.
Come again?
I'm starting to regret making this so open-ended.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
It's, I mean, that is where they started, right?
That's yeah. unbelievable if you think about it, but I guess that does make sense. You're right.
So they had, did you have any Screech Bucks left on you? Were you able to
get
any?
Oh my God, yeah, I've got so many. I've been stockpiling them.
Cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I just want to say, we go to any carnivals, we're pretty well set. And I did have some friends that came back with me.
Uh-huh.
One of them is a corpse, and her name is Stephanie.
I was like, what? Who came back with you, my sweet dear? No, we got the name, Stephanie, right?
Yeah, Stephanie.
And you said she's a corpse.
Yeah, so I learned Anime Dead, right? And I was like, okay, what if... And so Lucy and I found Stephanie at the first festival we were at. And it was just so much fun. And Stephanie was great. She's like the life of a party. Until she was so much life of the party, she died.
Good one. Good. Oh.
But then she said in her dying words, she's like, I don't ever want the party to end. And I said, bet, mm-hmm. bestie. So I'm using Animate Dead to keep Stephanie alive, basically.
Partying.
Yeah, for 24 hours a day, she's under my control.
partying, yeah, hell yeah.
And yeah. And then the other two people, one is Kimmy, and she was from the fourth carnival that we went to. She's a little drunk, but honestly, it's endearing.
Like right now or all the time?
Well, kind of all the time.
All right.
But it's fun.
She's a fun drunk. She's not a sad drunk.
Yeah. And then there's, okay, so the last person, I gotta be honest, I don't really know the last person's name. They said it, but I didn't catch it.
Mm.
And then Lucy asked, and I still didn't catch it. So I feel at this point, it's honestly rude.
Yeah.
But they respond well to, hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Yeah, hey, guy. And they worked also at the last festival, carnival, I'm so sorry, at the last carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to join the band. And Rourke winks.
I see.
Okay, I'm doing that again.
Was it hey guy or hey gang?
Hey guy. You know, honestly, try both.
How would you spell that?
H-E-I-G-U-Y. Hey, guy.
All right.
We could ask, Ratma and I haven't met them. We could ask, or would that be too awkward?
No, honestly, but wait till I'm not around. I'll go invisible, and then you guys can do it, and then maybe I'll catch it.
Okay.
I think I actually already met him, and I didn't ask him the name, so I think it'd be too awkward for me as well at this point.
Damn it.
Oh, is it that guy? Oh, yeah, I talked to that guy for like 4 minutes. Shit.
See, okay, but will you go, hey, guy? He answers. He knows. He knows his
name.
Yeah,
I dropped a few buddy.
Oh, okay. So also buddy. Maybe that's his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guy, buddy. That's his name.
I think it's
name.
Very brave of the party to insert a character that they inherently don't know the name of to kind of take the place of all the major characters that they're supposed to know. it's very smart of us and very brave, and I think it'll balance out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm very thankful to Nika right now.
So that was my 3 weeks. It was really fun.
Excellent.
That's fucking crazy. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know there was so many carnivals done. I do want to ask you to stop bringing the carnies back.
Yeah. I didn't know that's where you found all those people, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's wild.
I mean, it does make sense now that you think about it.
Yeah.
But hey, I guess I... As much as I would like to leave Screech out of this, because I'm still mad at him.
We hate him, don't we, folks?
I mean, me personally, because what is the word I'm looking for?
Spurned your advances.
He spurned my advances. I was like, slight is not the right word, it's spurned.
He spurned you pretty hard there.
He did. I mean, all of this? You're going to turn down all of this?
Am I right? Up top.
Do you want to know what I did these past 3 weeks?
Yeah, what did you do?
I want to know what you did, because let me tell you, you're big in the carnival world.
I'll tell you what I did. Cave.
Cave?
Yeah, we're in a cave.
I was in cave.
Yeah, that's where we are. We're in a cave. What'd you do?
Yeah, I was deep in the caves. Deep in the caves, brooding. My parents are dead.
Still?
Yeah, they're still dead. That hasn't changed.
It's been like 3 weeks, man. Jesus.
Yeah, but I also lost my fortune.
Yeah, no, that happened before.
I lost the mines.
Temporarily. I mean, can you really own a mine?
So true.
Hey, it's in the name. It's mine.
Okay, that was good. That was good. That was good.
Touché.
So my ward, what's her name?
Gertie.
Sure, that one. I don't know. It was one of them. Tried to get me to come out. Brought me food. And...
Wait, are you implying that you found like a sub cave in the cave that you've been with? Like a danker?
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. I was deeper in the caves than you could ever imagine.
Wow. A cave within a cave. That is dark.
It was dark. I brought no torch.
How'd you?
You can't see a shit.
You put your hand on the left wall and you walk until you make it back.
Okay, I like that.
I thought you had special goggles now that let you see in the dark.
No, those were given away, weren't they?
You gave them to Beholder Doodle, right?
Did you fucking gave them
to...
Yeah,
I thought you gave them to Milton.
To your own servant.
Yeah,
I lost track of them too, but I thought you gave them to Milton.
I'm not sure what Milton's doing.
And I think you're weird about like not giving it to Screech to break continuity or like to confuse us. And I'm like, that's where you draw the line?
Yeah, I honestly don't know the status of the goggles. This is Bachman now. I have no fucking clue where those things are. I lost them. It should be impossible to lose an item that does not exist.
Yeah.
But I've done it.
Please DM, please DM. I need this. Well, it's better than just having it in your inventory and never using it, right? The party coming out and straight up saying, the magic item that you gave me that was super helpful, I don't have it anymore. I don't know where it is.
It's gone.
To be fair, it was given away by Michael playing my character on a week I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's not a good excuse because you did come back the next week and we filled you in and Milton is here.
You're also now actively choosing to lose these things.
Wait, is he here now? Is he here?
Yeah.
Is he like with us?
Yeah. That's what was okay. So confusing when you didn't... Because you didn't want
the whole time he was following along or pretending to be...
Yeah, no, I know
Screech.
About that. I
think you didn't take him back because you didn't want to confuse us and give up your identity or something.
We did reveal to the party that Milton was Beholder Doodle. I know that.
Yes.
Screech now canonically looks at Milton and says, those are sick, give me them.
Okay. Wait, so Screech never took the suit back?
No, I think Milton is still wearing the Beholder Doodle suit.
I just think it's so impressive that this has been so confusing the entire time, and I didn't think you could make it more confusing, and I want to applaud you yet again. These are all great, wonderful, and big choices.
No, I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, it is time for you to make a new suit, isn't it?
It is.
You can be Bat Boy. There's lots of bats in caves.
Man Bat.
That is still a thing. That is still a DC thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bam Tam.
Bam Tam.
The fuck?
Man Batman.
Batman. Yeah, do Batman.
Do Man Batman.
Is there a way for me to spell it differently?
Yeah, B-A-A-T. You're the
G.I.
Joe androids, the bats. Where's my G.I. Joe fans out there?
Sewer sharks.
Yeah, you're just be a street shark, but like commit to the bit so much that you, much like the hit show Street Sharks, you take the fucking genetics and you turn into a fucking freak.
Ooh, someone said Bat-Lord.
Bat-Lord. I like that's a little too presumptuous.
Lord of the Bats, that's pretty edgelordy, but that kind
of I want to be a Beast Wars.
You should be Black Arachnia.
Okay.
She's so hot.
What about Night Spider?
What about Spider-Man?
You know, yeah, you know, that one's possible.
There's a lot of spiders in caves. Michael said cobwebs.
Night Bat is what I meant to say, not spider, but I was thinking of Spider-Man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So did you do anything else, or did you just hang out in a cave? Was that kind of like a meditation thing, or?
I mean, there's nothing for me to do. I've got nothing.
Well, okay. I mean, we all kind of chipped in with the town, and, you know, you could have made new friends, and, you know, Jermichael needs a bud for sure.
I don't know how to make friends without being rich.
Oh, wow. You're so sad. Wow, jeez. Okay, I'm gonna lighten up on you, kid, okay? I see how weak you are and how pathetic. I just want to say I'm sorry for my actions before. Going forward, I'll try to help your pathetic ass.
Are we friends now? Are we good friends?
I'm thinking kind of a mentor situation. You know, I don't want to break any odd boundaries, but, you know, we'll see.
Screech has decided at the first sign of kindness that you're his best friend now.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Chuck. That means a lot.
Yeah. Definitely.
You want to hang out later or?
Yeah, I could use some help. I need to.
I can show you my cave.
Oh, I would love to see your cave. I bet you would love to see your cave. We could bring a torch and everything.
Well, I got these goggles now, but.
Oh, okay.
I'll lead you. I won't let you get lost.
All right, cool. Make sure there's no fucking pits on the way, because. Not that I've only fallen one, but, you know, I'm just saying.
So I think some of the logic issues with the. I'm still on the goggles. is that Screech has the goggles right now, but it should be Beholder Dude who has the goggles, right?
It should be.
So what you should do is have Beholder Dude walk up to you in the, like, Goblin Pit 2 and be like, here, you're such a, you won this contest. I'm the best guy. You get to use these now. But that means you'll never be able to use them as Beholder Doodle.
No, because I don't think that anybody knows that Beholder Doodle doesn't have dark vision.
Okay.
So like, these things were given to Milton, and then it was to Beholder Doodle, but it was revealed that Milton was masquerading as Beholder Doodle.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains, like, Milton doesn't have dark vision. That's why he needed the goggles. Now I can take the goggles back. I can conceal them inside whatever costume I wear forward.
All right, yeah. So the next one could be, like, Bugman, and you have big eye that covers him.
Yeah, big enough to hold goggles.
Perfect. Perfect.
And then I'm going to need goggles to go on top of those eyes.
Right, of course. Naturally.
That's so simple.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So now Milton, though, when he's Beholder Doodle, shit out of luck. Good for him.
He doesn't need to be Beholder.
He doesn't need to anymore.
Does Milton have dark vision?
No, he's a human.
He's still wearing Beholder Doodle. He's still wearing the Beholder Doodle costume because he didn't bring other clothes.
Oh my god. Yeah, you know, Michael, you're so right. He doesn't need to be, but the fact that you thought that Bachman wasn't just going to introduce a new guy, so now there's four guys that he has to deal with. Come on.
No, I'm making all the extra guys the same guy.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
How do you not see that this is more? This is simpler. It's easier.
Is it?
Is it?
Is this simpler?
You're a liar.
I miss Jennifer.
I have zero problems keeping track.
That's not true. This is not true.
Didn't this start because you didn't know who had the goggles?
David started putting who you were at the end of our recaps because we couldn't keep up with it. And when I use we very, very loosely. I'm sweating.
Anyway, I have to thank you all for all the hard work you've done around town. I really appreciate it. I only need three more things from you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we need the town to be a little more rounded out because we got the brewer, we got the fish guy,
right.
We have 37 hot topics due to Rourke's friends coming here. I think that's a lot of hot topics, but, you know, we'll see.
Technically only two friends, though. I did opt to make one of them a spell friend.
Okay.
So Stephanie can go away whenever, but she's a Libra, so she loves to party.
Do you remember our conversation 3 weeks ago when I misspoke and said that Kitten the Mushroom Man was also the baker?
Yes, I absolutely. It's been keeping me up every night, actually.
I was like, this motherfucker's not baking at all. I'm pissed.
No, it's Dan is actually the baker. It's that guy walking around who looks like Guy Fieri.
Oh.
Okay.
We established that in the canon. Over the course of the weekend, and it has been brought to my attention.
So we have another character, Dan?
Dan! Yeah, Dan.
Dan the Baker. Where did Dan come from? Did we save him?
D. Martin G., Dan the Baker.
Okay. And Kitten is a mushroom man. What's their profession? They're just, like, chilling?
They hang out with Griff, who is the brewer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm sure we have to eat some mushrooms from now and again, so maybe they can help with that. You know,
well,
everyone's got to put in their part. Everyone does. And I pat Screech's back real hard.
So there are the mushroom fields. You know, you people keep bringing them up. How back in the day, oh, we used to get all of our... We used to harvest the mushrooms in the mushroom fields. We used to use the big ones to make, you know, like wood and
my house is a big mushroom. Isn't that cool?
It is. And it would be really great if we could get, because, you know, we'd eat them, we'd use them to build stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so useful.
Yeah, my house is like really high though.
It's just that the mushroom fields have, they've been overrun by a pudding.
By what?
A pudding.
A pudding?
A pudding.
A pudding?
A pudding?
A pudding. A P-U-D-D-I-N?
Yeah, a pudding.
Like the treat?
P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Yeah, pudding.
I could eat. Sure, fuck
no,
it.
There's no G in a pudding.
Pudding.
No, that's how it's spelled. And I mean, while we're talking about, you know, vital resources.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how, you know, Griff always has to, like, go, like, a mile to the water. There's actually a much closer fresh water source.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, again, it's been overrun. Not by pudding this time by phase spiders.
Oh.
Spiders.
Yikes.
Phase spiders.
Phase?
Phase spiders.
Phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, like, phase through things. Garamy was telling me about them. Like, watch out. There's could be phase. But I asked Gary a lot of questions so I could sound cool at the bar. So I know a lot of stuff, Michael. Michael, I know a lot of stuff now because of my good friend Garamy, the fisher.
Oh, Garamy. Yeah, that guy's full of it. He's got all the info.
I imagine that he wears a Bass Pro baseball cap and like a plaid short sleeve button down and like that's Garamy.
Yeah, he stormed the capital of Farhold, so it was good that he did it. And that's why he's down here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all about perspective.
And of course, rule of threes. in the game, like, so here's what I'm going to do. Because it feels like I'm loading up your quest log right now.
Oh, give them to us. You know, it's been 3 weeks.
I made a bulletin board. I'm going to post.
Yes!
We have a quest board?
I'm going to post on the bulletin
board.
We
get a quest board?
Yes!
Dude, we're like legit now.
So I'm hoping, and please don't be offended by this.
Mm-hmm.
But it might hurt your feelings. I'm hoping that we might get some other adventurers around.
No. I, you know, it, stop telling us these quests. Go write them on the thing and then say what the award is, and then we'll go do it. Some of them we rip it down very dramatically.
I'm ready to go do something. Let's kill these face spiders. Face spiders.
With a P.
What if they phase through your face, okay? Then they're face spiders.
Did you even tell us what the third one was?
Oh.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to write it on the board.
Okay, yeah. You write it on the board. Write it on the board. Don't show us. And then... Maybe go outside the goblin pit too and cough when you've posted them.
Yeah, and that way we can check it.
And we're gonna walk by it, and then we'll pick it.
And we could like rip it off dramatically so no one else gets it,
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, "A quest. We shall be the heroes that save Mimeford."
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go. You talk amongst this voice.
You're coughing now. Are we ready?
Wait. Why are you coughing? Why are you, no, there's
I'm
nothing
not
on
I'm
there.
Not ready. I'm not ready. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute while I put this up. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, I pick up a rock, vaguely circular. Hey, Screech, you want to catch this rock that I toss to you playfully?
Do I?
And I just do a pretty simple, you know what, I'll roll for it. It's a dex thing. That's an 18. To play a quick rock ball with my ward, I guess you would say, my mentee, Screech Echo. Hey, here, catch, bud.
5.
Do you do the put your arm, the George Michael, like protect your body? It slams against
very much like kind of like both hands out, but not together. Make no move to like grab it out of the air.
It's like smashes you in the nose. Like, okay, my bad. I threw it right between your hands. That's my fault. You're doing good.
Should I throw it to you now?
Yeah, please do.
I also got a 4 this time.
It's a dex.
Yeah,
bro.
What is your?
I rolled a 2 and then I rolled a 1.
Stop doing that! You're gonna hurt me.
Aren't you dexterous?
Yeah, my it's +3.
Damn.
We're not talking about, like, I mean, that's the number I'm using, right? Like, not the saving throw.
It would be the attack. So I guess it's not your, is he proficient? He's probably not proficient in throw, Michael, so yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No, you just get a rock in the fucking face.
Ah, damn it. Holy butt loving.
Did I do good?
Nope. Nope, you did not, but we can keep trying.
Hey, that's okay. I'll get it.
You'll get it.
All right, I'm done.
We haven't heard the signal. Once we hear the signal, we can... yeah. Let's fucking go. Sprint over there.
I go so fast.
All right, what's the third one, Michael?
The third one, it says, get coal to burn coal.
That was boring.
From the rock lizards. Watch out for the rock lizards. They're so mean.
Okay, that is pretty cool. What do you guys want to do? Spider, lizard, I forget what the... Oh, pudding.
Pudding.
All right, pudding. Rip. I guess we'll do this quest.
So dramatic.
All right. Maybe Kitten can show you where to go.
Hell yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kitten, what's up? Lead the way, brother.
Do you know this is where I was born?
I didn't. Do you have brothers and sisters there, or what?
Do you
story?
Mean right here in this location or in this general area?
No, the place we're going.
Do you mean right there in that specific location or the general area?
Stupid daughter.
In the mushroom fields.
I think she's fucking with you, brother.
No, I was just curious if we were going to see your actual birth spot.
I can show you where it was.
That'd be cool.
Well, I want to see it. I hope the pudding's not, you know, what's a pudding?
Yeah.
It's like an ooze?
Oh.
We fought an ooze before.
Yeah, it is exactly like...
Can you eat it?
No.
Why is it called a pudding? That sucks.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd eat. Do we have pudding in this world?
We have to. It's vaguely based on Great Britain. That's all they eat there.
That's true. And there's gelatinous cubes. Why wouldn't we have pudding?
Yes.
We do, but it's actually all dessert.
That's the way it should be. That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah. Praise be. Praise be.
Pudding is all dessert.
Yes. The way it should be.
What other kind of pudding would there be?
Black.
Uh-uh. That's not.
All right. So we head there, Michael DeMauro.
Yes. Is there anything that we should know about the mushroom fields?
I was born there.
Whenever you were born there, did you suffer any sort of negative health issues because you were there, or are you immune to them because you were born there?
Great question.
Are we gonna die?
Yeah, are people like us chill? Are there any spores?
No. Well, I mean, I'd be lying if I said no.
Right, right.
But not really.
Was that only a kind of a lie then?
I mean, there are, but they're not going to bother you.
All right, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Are the mushrooms alive?
I'm so offended.
I mean, wait, is Kitten a mushroom person?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Scratch that.
Do you have any, like, any of your family going to be over there? Any, you know, we love making new friends here in Mineford.
No, I have a tragic backstory.
Oh, same, brother.
Did your family die too?
They all died.
Oh, man.
Wait, are we all orphans?
No. I mean, I am, but that's just because of time. Not like, you know, bad. I guess I never thought of it that way.
Wow. Why don't you brag about having a father? Oh, my God. That's in real life, too.
I'm the only one with a dad. That's right.
Oh, no.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm kind of feeling like you're my new best friend over here.
Yeah, you guys both have a tragic backstory. You guys could talk about that. That'd be really fun for you, too. See, kid? See, buddy? Look at that.
Yeah, things were going great for me for a while. My parents really did a good job setting me up, but...
You seem great, yeah.
But then it all went away. Now I'm all alone. Except for Griff.
Do you ever want to just, like, put on a mask and take vengeance for the things that happened to you?
It's weird that you said that.
That is a really weird thing to say.
And the answer was no until you spoke those words.
Yeah.
I feel like it might have unlocked something in me.
I know a costume guy.
Anyway, over here is where...
Yeah, this is a bummer. Jesus Christ. What music do you like? You like, you're a drum guy? You're a fife guy?
Over here is where my mom was eaten by rabid hyenas.
Oh. Cave hyenas?
Yeah.
There are cave hyenas.
Yeah, that's true. I did hear that.
Are they still around?
Yeah, I'm more afraid of that than the pudding. Pudding just sounds cute.
You can hear them coming because of their laughter.
Yeah,
they laugh while they come.
What? What do you mean?
said you can hear them coming because of their laughter.
Okay. All right. See, that's a type of thing that's gonna not make you have a lot of friends there, bud. But you try to make a joke. So
are you talking to Screecher Bachman?
Screecher. No, I mean, in our field, that's a great joke. That gives you lots of friends, and probably in the real world too. Be like, you're such a rascal.
Anyway, right up here is the forest of mushrooms.
Oh, those are big ass mushrooms. Those are small ass mushrooms. That's a wide ass mushroom.
The green ones are really tasty. Oh, don't. I mean, I didn't say that.
I mean, you could eat mushrooms. It's kind of a goofy situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not technically cannibalism.
No.
Yeah, it's like how people are allowed to eat primates.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, I gotta go. There's a pudding over there. Ah!
Coward. All right, Jesus Christ. All right, what's this pudding look like?
There is a large black ooze.
Ooh.
So this place is big. Mm-hmm. It, you know, opens up into a big cave. And there are some glowing mushrooms as yes. well as...
Yes, yes.
So there's a very faint, dim light in the area.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And you can see there's also, it looks like it's kind of spread out, but it's coalescing as you see this pool of inky black darkness.
All right, gang. I don't know what this guy's deal is, but do we remember anything, Michael, from, can we do like some sort of intelligence-based check from either talking to our good friend Garmy or from the time that we fought the ooze?
Sure. Or it could be just previous knowledge.
Previous knowledge. Okay. I rolled a 12 plus like one, I want to say. If that does anything for you, my friend.
With a 13, you know that.
If it's a survival check, it's a dirty 20. I'll tell you that much right now.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. So you would know that it is pointless to slash these guys, but you can do the other stuff.
Got it.
So they're immune to slashing, but...
Remember last time we fought them? No cut. Do the other stuff. So
you can poke, you can bash.
Oh.
I'm going to bash with my mace, and you know, if you have any fire or whatever. You seem to use knives whenever we get in a scrap, Screech, so that's not going to do. That's not going to work for us, so...
Is it piercing slash damage slash
it
slash?
Just slashing. Just slashing.
Just slashing. Okay, so piercing is okay.
Dagger's piercing? I don't remember.
Yeah, daggers are piercing.
Perfect. Never mind then.
And you remember also that it is immune to some kind of elemental stuff that you can't remember which.
Gotcha. Everyone ready? I mean, this thing seems pretty easy. I say we just shout and charge it.
I'll plop in a bardic inspiration for both of you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll see what I can do. I mean, I'm not super good at fighting.
Hey, don't say that. You got this, bud. All three of us, we're a GD team while Celine's away. You know what? I feel like our bond has grown stronger. And now you have emboldening bond, which gives you a D6 as well.
Woo. Thanks, Chuck. You're my best friend here.
Sure. Okay.
What the fuck?
All right, so what are you doing?
I'm going to run after. I'm just going to shout and start running down at it, Michael DeMauro.
Let's roll initiative.
Let's go.
19. My Dracona Arita dice are rolling really good right now. They'll be in stock again very soon, friends. Very soon.
I also got a 19.
Holy shit.
I got a 10 because mine did not roll well.
You're just waiting. You know, you're going to see what the battlefield's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold it back, you know.
Makes sense.
So which 18 is going first?
Do you want me to go first so I can scream and get this thing's attention? Or
sure. Fuck it.
Cool. I will go first, Michael. I'm going to run down if I can get to it within 30 feet.
You can.
Hell yeah. And I think I'm just going to bash it, my friend.
Give it a good bash.
That's a 18, Mesa Regnier style.
Yeah, that super duper hits it.
Ooh, best friends! And that is a 7 magical blunt damage. 7 magical blunt damage. And then as I bash it and it kind of ripples around, I kind of laugh. It's like, you call that a ripple? And then I lift my jacket and some of my armor up and I slap my belly and it ripples. But unfortunately, it doesn't ripple as much as it used to. And I kind of look down and be like, I gotta stop walking so much and fighting so much. I'm losing my splendor. And that's me doing my bonus action. So the next person that attacks them, oh, that's interesting. That's where that I'm going first. And then the other melee person is going to get advantage.
Hell yeah.
And then you're going to get temp AC on top of that.
Now, when you hit it with your mace.
A Regnier.
It does splash you a little bit. And you take 4 acid damage.
My crappin' eyes. Well, I am not immune to acid. It hurts. It's like, someone find me the eyewash station.
It's great. You next.
Okay. Chuck runs in. Screech is running directly behind Chuck. He's drafting.
Hell yeah.
You get a little bit, so you can get there a little bit quicker. Then kind of like at the last second, a little sidestep.
You get 8 temporary HP, because I feel like you might also get something, some damage, by the way.
I love temporary HP.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an attack. It's a 10.
A 10 hits.
Plus a D6, and what is yours now? Roll the D6 first.
10 hits.
I guess you don't, I don't know how that works. Yeah.
I don't keep D6s handy.
You don't keep D6s?
No, what do you, like, what would I ever use one for?
Monopoly?
A rapier?
Yeah, but I clicked the button for it. So plus 4, but you said 10 hits already, like what are we doing?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 does hit.
Okay. Well, you can add the plus 4 for fun, you know.
I did, it was, yeah.
It's fun to roll.
So we're gonna...
Do you slash it?
No, I pierce it.
I take my piercing dagger and slash at him.
Almost got him.
Fuck.
8. Another 2, 6. 18, Michael.
Yo.
Damage?
Yeah, but that's not all. I'm gonna attack again.
Fuck off.
Oh, you had advantage on that first attack. Do you want to see if you crit?
Oh, sure. No, I don't. So 18 for the next hit.
That hits.
Another 8 damage.
Yo.
Fuck. Oh, my God, I'm gonna lose.
Michael, I'm gonna action surge.
What?
And I'm gonna attack again.
Shut up. How is that a thing you can do?
It's pretty good. It's an 11 to hit.
That hits.
10 more damage.
Damn. That's awesome.
And I make sure that it's all poking motions.
So many piercings.
Yeah.
You definitely hurt it real bad, but it when you poke it, it does splash you.
That's fine.
Twice, because you hit it twice.
But that's why I got the goggles. Eye protection.
I think you hit it 3 times.
Do you hit 3 times?
I did hit 3 times.
Nah, seriously?
But I mean, like, you didn't have to tell him that.
Yeah, but I think it's funnier.
Thank you.
You got 8 temporary hit points, you know? What's the big deal?
That's true.
I rolled great. I decided to not take the average, and it really helped.
You piss boy.
It's gonna be a 17 acid damage.
Okay, so 9 damage.
9? That's nothing. Who gives a shit? We're working together as a team. We don't need Celine.
I think it's a lot.
I'm not concerned about that.
No, Michael, that was a lot. You did so good.
Thank you.
Hey, we don't need Celine, do we, guys? Actually, that would really help, I bet. But, you know, it's okay.
All right.
I would like to pull out my rapier and try and stab the pudding. Pierce it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
But I also would like to use my bonus action to tell Stephanie to party.
What does that mean?
Shit, she's been there the whole time? Holy fuck.
Stephanie follows me everywhere.
What does Stephanie look like again?
Okay, so she's kind of like a rotting corpse. Every day she gets a little worse, but she's wearing a super cute rave outfit for the carnival. Carnival, think festival, like music festival, like she, basically Coachella, Burning Man. So I think Stephanie is definitely more of a, I'm going to go with a Burning Man kind of industrial type. So she's wearing like big, chunky boots. She's wearing tattered pants.
I hate Stephanie.
Stephanie's so cool. She's got like some weird respirator mask on. Listen, I don't know how she does
it. She looks like a Morton Joe. She's so about that chrome and shit. Yes, yo, baby.
That's Stephanie.
That's Stephanie.
Kimmy's a Coachella. A Coachella girl.
Was Stephanie human?
Stephanie can be whatever you want Stephanie to be.
No, Stephanie can be whatever you want Stephanie to be.
Ooh.
She wears an industrial beanie, so who knows?
Stephanie, you know? Stephanie was a human, yes.
Okay.
Kimmy is an elf.
Hell yeah.
And Hegai is a...
parrot.
Aarakocra.
Hell yeah.
But he talks. Maybe he doesn't talk.
Aarakocra talk.
Okay.
So what does Stephanie do?
Stephanie parties. And then Rourke is...
Is that her attacking or is that just her...
You keep saying Stephanie parties.
Can she attack? Can she attack?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If she can attack... I didn't see... I was reading the spell and it said that you can give them a command, but it didn't say... It said basic commands, but I didn't think that basic commands were like actually...
Yeah, you need to add zombie to your character sheet.
Okay.
And so you can like tell her to do zombie shit. So like, hey, slam it.
Oh my god. Okay. So I just rolled a nat 20.
What?
9 damage that Rourke pierces. And then Stephanie pulls out her dagger and she also attacks.
Great, great. Love it.
She rolled a 2. So I don't think that that's going to hit. So Stephanie just keeps dancing.
A 2 is not going to hit, unfortunately.
Yeah, and Stephanie does not get my D6. No, thank you. That is an abomination.
Wow.
Now, Rourke does get splashed by acid. I know I keep saying it. Wow, I'm rolling a lot of 7s. You take 7 damage from acid.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I like the idea that this thing doesn't have actions. It's just like, hey, keep stabbing me, bitch.
You hit me, I'll hit you back.
I love it.
Fine.
Is that your turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What is your sword?
Just a rapier. It's piercing.
Okay. It starts to sizzle.
Why? It's acid. Fuck.
Did what's his nuts sizzle?
Screech
whistles. Wait, what do you use when you're Screech? Because you don't use claws. I was so fucking confused.
If they're just daggers, they're sizzling.
Yeah, they're short swords, actually.
Short swords?
Yeah. Still piercing.
Shit.
They're sizzling.
What is this, a sizzler?
And then a big fist forms out of the amorphous blob and punches Chuck in the face.
Oh, ow. That's where I got pitted. I mean, this is normal. I fell down one pit.
What?
I only fell down one pit.
Why did you fall down the pit, though?
Oh.
I didn't mean to.
Does a 9 hit your armor?
No. I'm, like, arguing, and it punches my huge ass. Ass still huge, I'll tell you that much right now. And I turn around and say, good sir!
Yeah, I miss it.
Okay.
Now it's Chuck's turn.
I get so friggin' mad that I'm like, you touch my rumpa-dumpa-dump? No, sir! And I am going to inflict wounds. So I'm going to roll a d20. And yay, I didn't roll a 2. That is a 27 to hit.
That will hit.
D&D Beyond. Ooh, actually, this might be a bad idea. There's a lot of dice, though. Oh my god, D&D Beyond. I love you. That is 31 necrotic damage as
Jesus.
Chuck reaches out. He's like, and slaps him, like, don't touch my ass. Wink. 31 necrotic damage against it.
Wowzy.
And I cast it at a higher level just to really show how peeved I am.
Yeah, well, you did it.
5 D10s.
Jesus. Okay.
Jesus.
Is that your turn?
You know what? Fuck it. You know, we're going hard. I'm going to do my fey gift of being a hobgoblin. And I'm going to, I'm just going to do the hospitality one again. Then I give Rourke five temporary hit points.
Yeah. I like it.
And yep, that's my turn. I get confused on how help action works, but the way that this is written, Rourke gets the advantage next time.
Oh,
sweet.
Cool.
Screech.
I'm going to back up.
Back up, baby.
And then I'm going to shoot. I don't like that my swords are sizzling.
Opportunity attack. And I was like, what?
Fine, do it.
It's funnier this way to see you get bashed. That's what I like to see.
Damn.
I want it.
So you're backing up?
Yeah, I'm backing up.
Backing up.
It tries to punch you with its pseudopod.
Ew.
And that is a 19.
Damn, girl.
That'll do it.
All right. Well, you're going to take 6 bludgeoning damage.
I eat that for breakfast.
And 18 acid.
Michael, that was a trick.
You tricked him and me.
That was a lie.
You're such a naughty little rascal.
Okay, but I'm going to back way up.
Back that ass up.
And I'm going to shoot it with an arrow instead.
Do it.
Hell yeah.
That arrow's going to sizzle.
Fine. 19 to hit.
That hits.
6 damage plus 7 damage. 13. But now I'm far away. It can't get to me.
What does it look like when you kill this pile of pudding?
That makes me kind of mad. That I could have taken way less damage.
I bet Michael's like, oh, it has plenty of HP, but this is funnier. Guys, I did it.
Actually, chucking came so close to killing him.
Oh yeah,
I fire an arrow, and it's like the death is nothing special. But the whole time, I'm just like screaming and crying as flesh melts off my arm that I'm using to draw back the string.
Whatever happens to the pudding, I'm sure it's cool looking. We're kind of looking at Screech and going, "Oh Jesus Christ! Oh Jesus Christ!"
He's pulling back the drawstring, and it actually only releases the arrow because the fingers that he's using fall. Off.
It was actually pierced by your like fingernail that got ripped off.
Oh my god.
What kind of armor is Screech wearing? Is he wearing armor?
Leather.
It takes a permanent -1 penalty.
Shut the front door! Damage.
Michael, that's not allowed.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, you just get new ones.
That's rude.
I'm not giving you any money. You Screech bucks.
Yeah, Screech cannot get a new one. He has no money, Michael.
I guess we just wrap you up in like newspapers like they do in the prison.
Well, I'll get some from this quest we're finishing. We go back to that board, we turn it in.
Yeah, I don't know if we even looked at what the reward was. We're so excited.
You definitely did. Your daggers, Screech, take a permanent -1 penalty, and
Jesus.
And also Rourke's rapier takes it.
Stupid.
Sure, if I have any daggers, I'll be sure to put a -1 penalty on them.
Fucking owned.
I'll look for daggers in my equipment.
Do that, or else I'll be mad.
I think they're short swords, is what it is.
Nico! You have to be Michael, you have to be careful with this guy. You know, he's so rascally that he'll do this. You gotta be careful with him.
I didn't even realize that what was happening, so thank you, Nico. Your sword doesn't take damage.
Thank you, Michael.
Every once in a while, like the cast turns like weirdly against me. And
what are really, you talking like, about every once in a while and weirdly?
Every once in a while. No, sometimes it's okay, but like sometimes it seems like there's a grudge, and I don't know what it is.
Sometimes it's aggressive.
You made a monkey to fuck with us. You've hurt us so badly over the years. We love you so much.
You've been nice to me multiple times since that happened.
No, I love you. I love you.
To be fair, Bachman, my character's been nice to you several times in game, and you will only say that Chuck is your best friend or the other NPC, and you have not acknowledged Rourke as being a friend at all.
Yeah, but it's like a parched throat.
Sure,
the fact that I was not loving to him
You know, I was nagging him so much.
Screech has never been sad enough to care about a best friend because he had money. And now he doesn't. And the only one to be nice to him since he lost the money is Chuck.
I literally just gave you fucking D8.
Name 10 things.
You probably weren't able to find him when you had your Screech Bucks, which is
yeah. You're sitting here, you're living high off the hog on Screech Bucks, going to carnivals, not thinking that maybe hearing that makes me a little sad.
Wow.
We were like, "Where's Screech?" I don't know. Then he shows up 3 weeks later. Like I was over there in a hole.
This carnival economy is booming with these Screech Bucks.
Maybe your friend went around and set up a whole extra economy so that you're not fucking poor anymore.
Well, this is what you know, and to my hashtag Baptist out there, this is why you sometimes gotta brag about your good deeds. He doesn't know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like all the ads that we have turned down, you guys won't let me brag about it because it's so cool that we did it.
The value of Screech Bucks was never in like how many cotton candies I could buy at a carnival.
Yeah,
the
but value, it's not gonna fucking buy your parents back.
The value was in the mine workers accepting it in lieu of real dollars.
Yeah, it's company script.
Yeah.
That is so dark.
I think you totally underestimate the world of carnivals and carnies and how deep their economy runs.
Can I tell you something I'm a little ashamed of?
Oh, sure.
I had never heard of this as a real practice before Screech started doing. No.
You gotta read Grapes of Wrath, brother.
Yeah, I had no clue that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
So I don't know what that says about me as a person, that I'm not pulling that from somewhere else and it's just in my heart. Wow. But
yet another white man invents company script. Wow.
Well, I feel like that is just a wonderful time for us to end our episode.
Yeah, the credits come up as Screech is screaming and we turn around like, oh, we did it. Cool. Thank you so much for being here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST. We stream D&D. It's so much fun to do it. We're back. We're back post Kickstarter. Check your emails and your notifications and whatever if you're a Kickstarter backer, because at the time of recording this, the first episode is out. And you have access to, if you're at the digital tier, you have access to the fancy folder where we are putting all of the digital goodies there. So right now you have a chunk of fancy, extra duper special David made audio. That's right. Audio that you can only hear for the Kickstarter. So you can download it, listen to it, throw it on the background as you grind Zelda or tune out your kids, you name it. So check that out. Make sure that you guys know about it. It's really good. David did an awesome job. Mm-hmm. So the super duper special version that you kickstarted is the video feed, and that is in your inbox on Kickstarter, and the other ones will be sent to you as they are finished. So again, thank you so much, everyone, that did that. And as we have said 40 times, we can need to say that we need to say 99 more times, thank you so much, David, for all your hard work. Also, whenever we stream, we give away dice. So if you are here right now on Twitch, to enter in hashtag dice, and you will have a chance to win some diehard dice. Go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code dragons with an exclamation mark. You'll get 15% off. And we talk about this every now and again. 15% is a special Greetings Adventurers offer because we have been working with them for so long. That's not their standard rate, baby. You don't get 15% everywhere else. You know what I'm saying, baby? Get in there. Offer code dragons with an exclamation mark. You deserve it. Memorial Day is coming up. It already happened by the time you're listening to it. Or it's happening right now, I think. Mm-hmm. Get in it. You deserve it. Also, the Tacrona Rita Dice will be there soon.
Oh, yeah.
Soon. Congratulations to XX Chelsea XX. You win. Oh. The beautiful dice code is for $25. That gets you pretty much anything rad that you want, right? Well, yeah. At least $25 off if you buy the
anything
most expensive
rad
thing. Yeah.
It sounds rad to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a sick ass set of dice. That's for goddamn sure.
Wow.
You're going to be the envy of your entire table. I'll tell you that much right now.
$440.
They got spin down counters, too.
What?
Isn't that fucked up?
Don't use those, though. Remember we used to fight about spin down counters every day?
Every day. And then...
I still don't know what the difference is.
The numbers are just, like, going up instead of random, so if you...
It spirals.
So you could, like, theoretically roll it.
Better.
One side has high numbers, the other side has low numbers.
Yeah.
So if you're able to perfectly spin it once, you can cheat, but no one... I guess it's possible, but...
I guess.
It's insane.
What would you gain from the amount of time it would take to figure out how to do that?
Especially on the internet when you can just lie about it anyway.
So true.
I've heard.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You rolled so good in person, too. It pissed me off.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, thank you to the chat for hanging out. And if you all want to get in touch with us, or if any of you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. And you can find us on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning on Twitter and many other places. There's a link tree on my socials that you can check out the other things I do. Got a sick ass Naruto podcast. We are in the Ninja War arc right now. It is so good. I'm loving it so much. I cannot believe the things I'm seeing on the hit show Naruto, especially since we just got through a transphobic Naruto arc that we thought was filler. And then live on air, Kim found the manga with the armadillo dick.
Oh.
So RIP transphobic Naruto, we forget that you exist. Naruto Revuto, that's what it's called. That's good.
You can find Jennifer at Jennifer Cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward and same as Tim. I have a link tree. Follow it. Click it. Do the thing.
Sub it.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me doing the Game Crime stream right after the Greetings Adventures stream every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Central, generally. And this week we're playing Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, a pretty good little fighting game. Also forget to mention that Game Crimes is actually a podcast. June does a ton of legwork researching various topics, and I learn a lot along with you. So check that out.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Well, excellent. Thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.